Well, hello once again. My name is Tobe, and you are listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. Today is December 7th. In America, we call that Pearl Harbor Day. I think today is my paternal grandfather's birthday, and this year, today is also the beginning of Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah. I'm walking around in my house, walking into my kitchen to see what my cat thinks about Pearl Harbor Day. Are you having a nice Pearl Harbor Day? Are you a Pearl Harbor kitty? You want to go to the Arizona? Did you know that 1,177 men died aboard the Arizona when it was sunk in Pearl Harbor? You didn't know that? Do you know how I know that? It's because I've been there. Yeah, I went to Hawaii. It was a long time ago. I think it was on my 12th birthday. What do you think about that? Or maybe it was my 10th birthday. All I remember is I was on an airplane on my birthday. What do you think about that, Pippa? Are you a baby that doesn't want to talk anymore? Apparently, cats don't have strong opinions one way or the other about Pearl Harbor. Let's see if she has any strong opinions about ham.
Do you like ham? Oh, he has to smell the recorder. You don't want to talk anymore? How come you'd never want to talk when I put this thing in front of your face?
Yeah, somebody doesn't want to talk anymore. I guess that's okay.
It's strangely warm here today. It's, well over 50 degrees. And I've got some windows open, and it's nice and sunny, and I might have to go outside and play. Oh, but speaking of outside, I have news regarding Hole Watch. If you'll remember, we have a new segment here on the Dubious Goals Committee show. The new segment is called Hole Watch, and we're watching all the holes in the street out in front of my house. And these aren't normal little potholes. These are actual sinkholes or crevasses where the concrete breaks open, there's a giant gap in the earth, and cars get swallowed up. Well, they fall through the concrete anyway. They don't quite get swallowed up. But anyway, if you remember me talking about the holes starting to form, we had some action on Friday. Sometime Friday afternoon, the city came by and they spray-painted the holes, meaning they took some green spray paint and they made little marks on the street to show an asphalting crew where they want more asphalt. So instead of actually fixing the problem, they're just going to try to treat the symptom a little bit, and and they're just going to make the whole problem worse. So that's the news for Hole Watch today. I'm wondering if they'll show up today. It's Monday. They made these marks sometime on Friday. I'll be looking out the window to see if I see an asphalt crew, and I will update you with the latest news from Hole Watch 2015. On an unrelated note, last night it occurred to me that the president of babies and the baby president are two different people. And in food news, I ate some tacos today that weren't very good. That sounds unusual. I mean, I don't think until today I ever realized that there was a taco that wasn't very good, but today I did in fact manage to eat it. I'm not thrilled with it. I'm not thrilled by the experience. I'm vaguely unsatisfied from my taco experience. About the only good news I heard today, and this is very interesting, is that Gary Neville has been named as the new manager, for Valencia FC, and I'm pretty happy about that because I really am a big fan of Gary Neville. And if you don't know who he is, I guess you're just going to have to look it up, because this isn't the Gary Neville show. I also bought some new pants. I have a new pair of sweatpants. I'm wearing them right now. I like them a lot, and the color is ostensibly black, but they are now so covered in kitty fur that they look like they might be some kind of gray color, or perhaps brindle, because, boy, I can't have any pants on for more than 5 or 6 seconds without my cat having to come up and rub up against my legs, because apparently some of us just aren't comfortable without our hair being all over somebody else's pants. And that's why my brand new pants are covered in cat hair. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you dumbass, why didn't you just, you know, get some gray sweatpants? Well, the truth of the matter is that I did. I bought 3 pairs, black, blue, and gray. And so, maybe if I wear the gray sweatpants, it will camouflage all the kitty hair. Maybe not. Also, as I sit here, I've got my TV on mute, and I'm checking the sports channels, looking for some results of some games today. And I'm on one of the ESPN channels, and they are broadcasting one of those non-sports that drives me up the wall. And this one is called CrossFit Games. And maybe you've seen some of these new non-sports where apparently these are participation games and everybody who plays is a winner. These are some really strange sports that are really non-competitive and for people who aren't very coordinated. So if you like sports but you're not coordinated enough to hit a ball with a bat or with a golf club or with a pool cue or anything else, and if you can't actually jump over anything, or if you can't actually catch a ball or shoot a hockey puck, or then these games are for you. Oh, I hate the non-sports. One of the worst ones is one that I've got some friends that are involved with, and they think it's really cool because at the end you jump over fire. And I don't remember what this particular pseudo-sport is called, but basically it's just running an obstacle course, and for the finish line, instead of like crossing a line or, you know, breaking a piece of tape, no, there's a log on fire, and ooh, you have to jump over it. Ugh. You've probably heard me make comments about this particular non-sport before. I would be much more interested in this sport if the fire they had to jump over was a 20-foot deep pit that was 12 feet wide with burning stuff down in the bottom. Okay, now jump over that at the end of your race, and I might be impressed. I might be willing to say, okay, this is a sport now. But until then, no. Why don't you just make the people carry lit cigarettes? Ooh, they have to carry fire as they run. You know, it's stupid. Oh, I'm jumping over fire. Well, yeah, that might be impressive if you were a tiger in a circus. You know, that might be impressive if the fire wasn't a single match. It might be impressive if, and there's such a long list that I can't even complete it because it would use up all the time allotted for this show. And in a way, I'm surprised that these people who do these non-sports don't wear helmets and pads to make themselves look cooler. You know, like football players. Oh, look how tough we are. We're wearing pads. Yeah, it seems counterintuitive, though. I mean, it seems to me like the tough people would be the ones who weren't wearing pads, the ones who don't have to wear the helmets. Yeah, football players. American football players, they're so tough. You can tell how tough they are by how fat they are and how many pads they have to wear. Compared to, you know, say, a New Zealand rugby player. It is my opinion that in sports, you should not be wearing a helmet or get to wear any pads unless somebody else has a stick or other weapon. So that would mean that sports like lacrosse are okay. These are real sports because, yes, they do need to wear pads, but everybody gets a big stick too. Hockey, it's a real sport because everybody wears pads, but everybody's also carrying a big stick. Football, known in America as soccer, is a real sport because nobody's wearing pads because nobody's carrying a stick. Baseball, now that seems like it might not be, but it is. Some of the guys wear pads, but not all of them. And that's okay because only some of the guys have a stick. So, baseball, it's a real sport. Same with cricket. Some of the guys wear pads, well, they better because some of the guys got sticks. Let's see, golf. Golf is a real sport. Only because they have sticks and they don't even wear pads. So, got to give that one a little bit more credit than you normally would. American football. American football is not a real sport because they all wear pads, but nobody's got a stick. Nobody's got a weapon. So what are you wearing pads for? And then we have a game like hurling. Oh boy. There's some guys with some sticks. They're not wearing too many pads. No wonder somebody gets killed in that sport every other year. That's got to be the most dangerous thing I've ever seen, and if I was still 12 to 15 years old, you can bet that I'd be out there. I want to play so bad. And you know what else I like? Speaking of hurling, I'm starting to watch field hockey more often because I'm finding it on my television. And apparently the only people who play field hockey are girls in college. So, you know, bonus. And I'm starting to like it because, okay, here's a bunch of chicks with sticks. And only the goalie is wearing any pads. Except when they do this thing called the penalty corner. It's kind of like a corner kick in football. And it's kind of like a penalty shot in hockey, but sort of combined. I don't really understand it very well, other than somebody on the goal line hits the ball out to a teammate standing behind this arc, and there's three or four defenders in the goal, and they come running out and they charge down the ball. It's the ballsiest thing I've ever seen, and it's just, you know, college girls doing it. I'm like, damn. And some of the defenders, when they take this penalty corner, they put on special face masks and they look all scary and everything. And as soon as the penalty corner is over, they rip off the face masks and they throw them back behind the goal and they continue playing. And I've really got to learn some more about this game and some of the rules because it's fascinating to watch and I'm dying to play it. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Tobe, aren't you really just dying to go play with a bunch of college girls? And, you know, No, I want to play the game. The whole girly aspect to it, that's just a bonus. I also have this tendency to want to hit people with sticks, so I'm always looking for an excuse, a legal excuse, to jack somebody upside the head with a stick. Although, if I was playing field hockey, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't want to smack a cute college girl in the head with a stick. That would just be rude. And I don't want to be rude. I just want to play field hockey and hit other people with sticks. In fact, here's a list of people that I want to play field hockey against just so I can have the opportunity to hit them as hard as I possibly can in the head with a stick. Number one, Donald Trump. Number two, pretty much anybody in Congress. Number three, Vlad Putin. Number four, that lizard that's always trying to sell me car insurance. Number five, any member of any incarnation of the band Jefferson Starship. So that would be Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane, and just Airplane. I don't care. Just line them up. What number am I on? Number six, Neymar, Brazil's greatest diver. I don't know why he plays football when he should be on the Brazilian Olympic diving team. Number seven, Jack Valenti. Look it up. Number eight, Al Gore's wife, Tipper. Number nine, and this one's going to require a time machine, Gottfried Leibniz, for saying he invented calculus. Number 10, Luis Suarez. Yeah, come and try to bite me. Number 11, how many people are on a field hockey team anyway? It seems like it's a lot, like 15 or how long's this list got to be? I don't even know. While I'm figuring it out, why don't you listen to this?
Q World's most joyous celebration, coordinated jumping. They're like a string of My Little Ponies vaulting over a rainbow. Friendship is magic!
You gonna give me the brutes?
No.
Okay.
And inside you have something very beautiful, very sweet, white, very clean. I think it's the most clean thing that you can ever imagine.
You're a baby.
There is no governor anywhere, especially not here, not at the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. The best we can do is a chairman, and that would be me. My name is Tobe, and I am here for the next few minutes. I've still got some time to kill, so what craziness are you going to have to listen to now? Now, if you remember, before the break, I was making a list of all the people that I want to play field hockey against so that I can hit them in the head with a field hockey stick. And I believe I was on number 11. And I didn't bother to look up how many people there are on a field hockey team. But number 11 is definitely Mark Zuckerberg. Number 12 is any judge of American Idol. I don't care which one. It doesn't. In fact, why don't we just get all of them? Why don't we just make 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and however many there need to be the judges of American Idol? And I'm sure we've probably got a field hockey team by now. And so let all the substitutes on the bench be anyone who has ever auditioned for American Idol. Now, we've probably got enough people to be on the opposing team. You're probably wondering, but Tobe, who would be on your team? It can't just be you against 15 other people. That's true. That's absolutely true. So while I'm running around smacking people in the head with my field hockey stick, the other 14 or however many players I need on my team, you know, I don't care who they are, just as long as they belong to VAC 410. Oh, don't know what VAC 410 is? Look it up. I'll give you a hint. Ajax. That will also give me an excuse to paint my stick red and black and put three red X's on it. Oh heck, why don't I just add an X in blood for every skull I crush while playing field hockey? That will be fun. That will be a fun game for me. Who am I? My name's Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio. I've just recently completed a list of all the people I would like to hit in the head with a field hockey stick. If you missed the first part of the list, I'll remind you that this show in its entirety can be heard in the archives under today's date. So, if you want to hear the first part of the list, hit the archive. I mean, what is this? Some kind of list-making show? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Here's a list of things that I think should glow in the dark, but don't because somebody's too stupid to figure it out. Number one, cigarette lighters. You know, because if you're outside at night and you drop it, how are you going to find it? Number two, the door handles on my car because my garage is dark. Yeah, I could turn the light on, but why?
Number 3, golf balls in case I want to play golf at night. Number 4, money. I mean, if you think about it, think of all the anti-counterfeiting measures that go into printing our money. Just make it glow in the dark. Make it awesome. I mean, if you're going to make cool money, make it glow. I want to be able to pull my money out when I'm in a dark bar and be able to tell which bill I have. I don't care if the numbers are giant, just make the damn things glow. And make them glow a different color for each denomination. Damn, that would be awesome. Also, every guitar effects processor foot pedal should be glow in the dark. Every single one of them. The best I've ever been able to do is just put glow-in-the-dark knobs on my envelope follower. And that's just not enough. I mean, these things are big. Just make the whole damn thing glowing in the dark. You know, and I can probably think about 50 other things, but out of all of those things, the thing that needs to be glow-in-the-dark more than anything else is cats. And I don't mean glow-in-the-dark the way that regular glow-in-the-dark stuff is glow-in-the-dark, where you hold it up to a light and it holds light for a little while and it gives off that faint greenish glow. I'm talking about recombinant DNA splicing. We get some, what is that stuff called? Luciferase? Lucifer something? The stuff that makes fireflies glow. All right? We need to do some gene splicing and get those glowing goop genes in a firefly and put them in a cat and make their fur glow. So when they're happy and they're like purring, their fur glows, you know, like bright green, you know, so they're normal, so they still have stealth, so they can sneak around at night. But you know, if they're in your house and they're coming up to you and saying, "All right, give me some food, I'm a kitty," you can pet them and they start getting happy, and the more you pet them, the more they start to glow. So you know, you get a super bright cat if they're really, really happy. Sort of like a mood ring, but it's a mood cat. So, you know, where are we with that? How come everybody's against, you know, GMO stuff? And how come everybody's against this, that, and the other thing? I'm not. Everything has room for improvement. I mean, come on. Glow Kitty, you heard it here first. If you need a good invention, just call me or email me. I'll give you an awesome idea like glowing cats. And I'll even tell you how to do it. You know what else would be awesome? Like, take a tarantula and somehow splice it with a king crab. So you get a tarantula that's, you know, like a meter in diameter. And then put bat wings on it and make it breathe fire. That would be the best thing ever. And that's why I'm not allowed to have recombinant DNA splicers. I never get to do any of the fun science. Anyway, I'd like to tell you more about all of the animals I would create if I had some divinity, and I don't mean the candy, I do mean the powers of a god. I'd make all the cool animals you wish existed, and then I would take all the animals that already exist and make them better. And I'd like to tell you more about it, but I'm running out of time. I'm looking at the clock, and it is inching ever so closer to 2000 hours o'clock, which is when my show is over and the next show starts. I'll see you tomorrow at 19:30 UTC. That would be the same time as usual, right here in the same place as usual, Anon Radio. You can find it. I'm gone. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
You gonna be Radio Kitty?
Dog for life, I'm a dog for life, I'm a dog for life.